for the advantage of a land.
Very special article. We are reading selected excerpts from it. What we need to do is see just how much our advancement depends on two legs, two lines, both the good and the bad, the darkness and the light. That's how it should be each and every time. Reason and faith above reason, one cannot exist without the other. If we want to grow up within reason, we need to grow above reason, and that will grow the reason in us, so we could rise above it again. Meaning those who go above reason, their reason will always grow bigger. He will be wiser, smarter. Whereas those who don't go above reason will remain on the level of this world and gradually will begin to even descend, go lower. Why? Because he is lacking a new approach for going above his reason and acquiring the reason, the intellect of the Creator. That's how we reveal ourselves, that's how we advance. So from lesson to lesson, we need to try and come to a state where faith above reason will be for us as more and more important. Even though it goes against the human intellect, against the human logic, but if we go accordingly, we see how these things that we wish to acquire above reason will actually open up for us new horizons, a new view on what's happening. Go ahead.
Excerpt number one. This is from Bala Sulam's Shamati article, The Advantage of a Land. It is known that nothing appears in its true form, only through its opposite, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. This means that everything points to another, and by the opposite of something, the existence of its opposite can be perceived. Hence, it is impossible to attain something in complete clarity if its parallel is absent. For example, it is impossible to estimate and say that something is good if its opposite, pointing to the bad, is missing. It is the same with bitterness and sweetness, love and hate, hunger and satiation, thirst and saturation, separation and adhesion. It turns out that it is impossible to come to love adhesion prior to acquiring the hate of separation.
And that's how it is for us in all the senses and all the understandings. We can't understand, we cannot feel, being both in the mind and the brain and in the heart. We cannot sense any piece of information unless we measure it relative to what it is, but in another way. We are used to doing it in our lives. It's certain. That's why it says, not as wise as the experienced. He has various forms, opposing forms, contradicting forms. So from the many forms, many discernments he has, he can understand where he is, what he needs to choose, what he needs to do. Also, when we look at a person who has gone through life, has seen different things, he can organize them, sort them out, feel them, and then make a choice according to his reason, his opinion, but something that is acceptable, that sits within his logic. Hence, when we rise every day, we need to pay attention. What state are we in when we get up in the morning? Is it a state that I understand? Maybe I don't understand. I feel something or I don't feel it. I relate well to it or not. I'm foggy or I'm alert. And from that, begin to see how this state builds for me the opposite state. And then these two states, between them, I begin to find my middle line for life. Golden path.
Disparity of form and separation.
Meaning, we need to relate very clearly, very practically to what we are feeling. Meaning the state we're in, let's say in the morning, especially when he gets up in the morning, are we moving closer or farther? Is it a good state or a bad state? Both in the mind and in the emotion, and to the extent he needs to correct the emotion and the intellect, since it's all coming from the Creator, in order for him to build a new attitude, and for him to come to a state where he justifies Providence, will thank the Creator and rejoice that the Creator is waking him up this morning in a new form towards the work.
What has to change in the person from day to day when he wakes up in the morning?
He needs to see how the Creator is taking care of him, how the Creator is awakening him each morning, in what state, with which forces in his mind, his mood, and see accordingly what is required of him.
And if the morning is opposite to that, where he feels he has no power and no spirit, and he feels opposite to the friends and so on,
he doesn't take it as something bad, but as something good, because it's coming from the Creator, and only from him. There is nothing else besides him. Especially when he wakes up and there's still no connection, no disturbances. Rather, everything was arranged for him by the Creator. So he needs to see that this is the state from which he begins to reset himself, zero himself, calibrate himself in order to become a proper vessel of reception.
Can you say what is the first response that the person should have the moment he wakes up?
The extent to which I'm removed from adhesion.
What do you mean by removed from it?
You have to check these questions. You know, you need to scrutinize them. PT 24.
You spoke about it already, Rav, but I'll ask in any case. You said a person needs to check himself every morning. What are the measurements? Is there some measurement by which he needs to examine himself?
What is the desired state? Can you imagine it? What is the desired state?
The desired state is adhesion, complete adhesion.
Adhesion in the group or in the Creator? That's it. I'm sorry, adhesion in the group and in the Creator. In such a way that I don't feel myself, only the point of adhesion in them. That's it, start from that.
So the answer as of now will always be no. There's no adhesion.
Check it, and as a result, start looking for ways to reach adhesion.
Is there any meaning to engaging with regards to that adhesion? Why do I have these qualities or other states, or it's just a matter of that adhesion?
No, it's on top of these images. It depends on how you're disconnected, what you're disconnected from, and how.
Okay, so then I say 1, 2, 3 are my disturbances. What do I do with it?
You have to work so they would not separate you from adhesion and the Creator. Since even if my sin is visible against me always, it doesn't separate me from the Creator. Through the group, I know it's me. I know it's my nature, my character, my tendencies, my habits, all those things. But together with that, I'm adhered to the Creator through the group. And all those disturbances that are there, that are being renewed by the Creator, so that I will discover more and more desire to adhere to Him on top of those disturbances. So that's how I work, day in, day out.
Should one ask that these disturbances, when he wakes up in the morning...
Never look for disturbances. Never ask for disturbances. Only adhesion. You'll never find anywhere an advice to look for disturbances, to look for trouble. Only adhesion, gladness, love.
No, I meant to ask for the disturbances to disappear after he finds the disturbances.
No, no, they will not disappear. What's up with you, Shai? They will not disappear. I need to overcome above them, on top of them. I should overcome on top of them, not that they would disappear. It's not my business. I worry only about myself being stronger than all the disturbances the Creator has placed before me, between us, between Him and me. He places various disturbances, problems in my mind, my brain, my heart. I can't be adhered to Him in my brain and in my heart. That's good. I need to overcome those disturbances so they would not be disturbances, rather there would be things above which I can jump even higher towards Him and adhere to Him at a higher level. And these disturbances only determine a higher degree of adhesion with Him.
So say I find some coolness and difference towards the friends when I wake up, so I don't expect it to go away. I relate it to the Creator and continue to the next level.
No, no, you want to warm up your heart, but not in order to contradict those things and say as if they're not there. No, I want to warm the relationship between us, my connection to them.
It's confusing because I'm asking the Creator to change the coolness with warmth, or what?
The warmth should be above the coolness.
Can you open it up a little? What does it mean that the coolness remains? In our world, it's either cool or warm.
Right, in our world, no, but in spirituality, yes, everything comes from the Creator, so it has a right to exist. You merely need to arrange your attitude towards it.
I just heard that in spirituality there's both coolness and warmth, because it comes from the Creator.
Is there something that's not coming from the Creator? But from you, for example?
No, God forbid, but how do you work with these two states together?
Love covers all transgressions. You want to cover the coolness in the relationship with warmth. And what can you do about it, actually? Only ask. What's in your hand is only the prayer. Nothing besides that. A prayer from you and from the group.
Moscow 4. товарища. Что такое точка слияния с Творцом через группу?
A question from a friend. Is the point of adhesion with the group, with the creator through the group?
Wherever we connect between us, in the center of the tent, the center of the tent, in the circle, the center of that circle, when we connect, the friends, they don't care about who is everyone, what is everyone, only the connection, and how important it is above all the disturbances between us. Then we connect with the right intensity, perhaps, so that inside that center we'll discover the Creator who is with us.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот действительно, когда ты утром просыпаешься
и... Yes, dear teacher, it is necessary, definitely, when you wake up in the morning and you feel this state, you start asking from the Creator through the tent, what does it mean that He appears through awakening you to something when you think about Him as good that does good? How does it work?
Everything I have when I wake up in the morning, this is precisely what I received from the Creator. Don't say it's from the day before, I did something in the evening or during the day, something else. No. I wake up. Even before I wake up, maybe I'm twisting and turning in bed. Everything comes from the Creator as preparation. And now that I got up, I need to arrange myself, calibrate myself towards a correct connection with the Creator. This is called preparation for the lesson. It has to be a lesson. It can't be that I'm getting up, running to work in other places. This is beastliness. I don't gain anything from that. The day is gone. I need to enter a lesson, a recorded lesson or a live lesson, but it has to be a lesson, first of all.
I tie myself to the Creator through the ten. What does it mean that we discover that He's good and that does good during the lesson? Is it some sort of a special awakening energy?
This awakens in me in order to bring me to identify with Him. And everything I now received, I received it correctly. I deserve to receive it, good or bad, or whatever the changes are, so that through or from these changes, I'll begin to relate to Him. Why? What for? What form do I need to reach? What do I have to do? And then I assemble all those impressions from that present state and from the desired state. Then I begin to turn to Him.
How do I collect these impressions during the lesson?
No, before the lesson. It's not during the lesson. If our lesson starts at 3 in the morning, then you get up at 2 in the morning, and you begin to work on that.
How do I collect the impressions of what's desired and what's existent? Is it some sort of an inner work, or how?
How is it worthwhile for me to wake up in a certain awakening towards the Creator or through the group, or I'm completely dispersed, confused, a broken vessel, and to collect myself, and then the broken vessel is also something I know I get from the Creator. He arranged it for me, and now I come to corrections. I come to corrections. And I advance properly.
What is that correction that I achieve before the lesson, during the lesson?
The corrections I have to attain before the lessons are when I'm connected with my 10 and the whole of world Kli, in order to equalize myself to the general Kli as much as possible.
He teaches us through suffering. Why do we need to relate to the friends with joy and tenderness?
Because in this way you wish to show everyone and yourself that you, who is receiving from the Creator, you are receiving everything from Him, all the abundance and tenderness. But you feel suffering in your corrupted vessels. Even though you are receiving the feeling of suffering from above, you understand that it's because there's no equivalence between the Creator and you. That's why you have to respond in love. Moscow 3.
Доброе утро. Правильно я понимаю, что мы должны...
Good morning. If I understand correctly, we have to move from suffering to a sense of the suffering of the divinity. Is that a correct deficiency to try to feel that and come to fear from that? Rav, we don't hear you.
I don't think it's correct. We need to go from suffering, from torments, to love. And the torments that we feel, we need to understand that the Creator, the Shekhinah, feels more sufferings when we feel suffering. So in order to for her not to suffer torments when we feel torments, we are asking for corrections over ourselves, not in order to feel good, but to feel good, since by that we can make the Shekhinah happy. Meaning everything I'm asking for should be in order to bestow to her.
Latin.
Sí. ¿Cómo puedo llenar mi ego y dar contento al Creador al mismo tiempo?
How can I fill the ego and bestow contentment to the Creator at the same time?
If I fill my desire in order to bestow contentment, pleasure to the Creator, there's nothing bad about it. But it's in order to bestow pleasure to Him and not to my ego.
Раф, как заработать, заслужить, что ли, вот это ощущение страдания от осуждения Творца?
How to gain the sense of suffering from convicting the Creator? Because it's pleasant. It feels good to convict the Creator for everything happening in the world.
Only in the connection with the group you can emerge from the bed and enter into good discernments. Listen to what the friends are saying and you'll see how many bright things they're saying and you're not saying them. Focus group.
שאלה של תלמיד מהאינטרנט. אמרת שאיך שאני...
Question of a student from the internet. You said that how I wake up in the morning, the feeling comes directly from the Creator, accurately from the Creator. So other states during the day come less accurately from the Creator?
not less precisely, less accurately, but it's cleaner with respect to me.
להצדיק את הבורא זו מחשבה שאני צריך להתאמן עליה על כל מה שקורה.
Justifying the creator is a thought that I need to practice, or it's a result.
Constantly justify the creator.
And that leads me to justify the creator.
Hebrew 10.
Fulfilling my ego and also bestowing to the creator contentment at the same time, I heard Rav say that if I fill my desire to bring pleasure to the creator, it works. There's nothing bad about that. So the question is, how to stop that lie that the ego tells itself that it's doing in order to bring contentment?
Only adhere to the group. There is no way for you to scrutinize it yourself. Galil West.
Rav, with what tools do you overcome this theater emotionally of suffering, hate, pleasure, love?
Just integrate in the group. Start playing this. All those forms.
Rav, I want to
ask about the reality that a person comes, wakes up from sleep, and he can sleep, and he can sit detached from the whole lesson, and knowing that he's detached and can't do anything about it. What is this reality?
It's a reality where he got up for the lesson and he had to get up 2 hours before the lesson.
It's not clear.
You're not clear? You get up 2 hours before and it'll be clear.
At 1 a.m.?
Yeah, get up at 1 and start preparing for the lesson. Read a few things, think about it, yes? Maybe connect to the 10, half an hour before the lesson, set a time with them. Something to do. You don't wake up to the lesson.
Maybe I'll just be more accurate. I'm not saying it's every day like that, but there are some states like that.
It's a sign you did not intend to for the lesson, before the lesson. Don't tell me about it. I'm doing these things 45 years now.
PT5.
Rav, it seems from what you're saying that the preparation of a person for the lesson is a campaign. It's a big thing. It's composed of several stages.
It could be more important than the lesson itself.
All right, it seems there's a state that a person prepares himself. He prepares himself with the individual 10, and he also prepares himself with the collective kli, which is our collective preparation in quarter to 3.
Right, I don't take the 245 preparation into consideration. That's... certainly, that's the world kli, the general kli, you know. But personal preparation has to start at least half an hour before the general preparation. And before that, a person needs to get up, to do different things, whatever he needs to do to his body to wake up. Something to eat, something to drink. He needs to be ready. He needs to be dressed correctly. He can't be seated naked. It also influences his state, his mood. truly.
In our 10, there's a real difference we feel if we make a common preparation before, group preparation before the quarter to 3, like we did today, 15 minutes. But I want to ask, Rav, how do you feel the collective preparation we do at quarter to 3? How does it feel to you? Are there fixes we need to do to this?
I don't want to get into it. But you need to understand that this thing is given to changes, to corrections. You have to adapt it to, in order to create as much awakening towards the lesson.
What is the right way to use the device called the 10 during the day to get the strength to lift yourself towards the lesson?
I think at least 3 times a day you need to go back to the 10. They should be accompanied by a few verses. And also tie you to a certain action. I think that once in a while, every week or two, maybe less, the 10 needs to go out to nature or somewhere where you can be by yourself, if it's possible. There are tens that are spread out across a large area, but nevertheless, try to do.
What is the right way to use the device called the 10 during the day to get the strength to lift yourself towards the lesson?
I think at least 3 times a day you need to go back to the 10. They should be accompanied by a few verses. And also tie you to a certain action. I think that once in a while, every week or two, maybe less, the 10 needs to go out to nature or somewhere where you can be by yourself, if it's possible. There are tens that are spread out across a large area, but nevertheless, try to do it.
I want to ask this question. A person doesn't have control of how he comes wakes up in the morning.
That's why it's coming from the Creator.
So in that state of such a difficult burdening, where will I get the strength to even come to that meeting with the 10, which is before the general preparation?
I didn't understand.
I'm saying I have no control over how I wake up. If I wake up with a great burdening, how do I have the strength to even bring myself there?
Do you need to get up with a burdening, and together with that, with the thought, where that burdening came to me from?
This is exactly the question. How to live with this feeling all the time of where the burdening comes from?
You have to teach yourself. You have to get yourself accustomed to the fact that whatever is in you is not you. It's the Creator inflating this puppet called Miron, and everything in it comes from the Creator. Everything, except for one point. How you accept all that he's inflating, pumping in. That's it. Only that point he gave you. And from this point of critical review, this measurement, this investigation, you begin to develop in relation to him. Begin to check it, to test it, and that's it. It's going to work out.
The end result is always to justify the provenance and not convict it.
Justify is certain. The question is how to react to it. How do we react to it? To providence. What comes from above is all good. And we need to invert in us this thing that's not felt as good until we agree to it, we accept it, we agree with it with our heart and soul. We come to adhesion, as we say, that you are kissing the coronavirus. We learned about kissing the stick, so kiss it. That's it. It should be beautiful in your eyes, not as they illustrate it nowadays, big red with spikes. It's actually like a snowball. A tiny, fluffy speck of snow, a flake of snow that falls from above. That's how it should appear to you. White, everything is white, everything is beautiful, not red. It's full of mercy, chasadim, and love, and not gvura and blows. It depends on how you accept it. If you will change, you will feel that from the heaven they drop on you, not these red balls with spikes, but beautiful ones.
Snowflakes.
Yeah, snowflakes. So what else do we have to do? Only adapt ourselves to them. Like that. Open our mouth and catch it in our hands. Everywhere. It all depends on our attitude. There's no state in general. There's no bad phenomenon in all of reality. It's all a result of our egoistic form.
Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, ani shoel she'ela shel chaver she'u nimtza ba'avoda, ve'u shoel.
Good morning, Rav. I'm asking a question from a friend who is at work. He's asking if his work is physically during the night. What's the best thing I can do to reach equivalence of form and the right preparation with the Creator?
To be connected with you. And you need to feel that you're studying for Him as well. And you're passing everything to Him. And you care that He listens to the lesson again later, maybe more than once. You can even be connected with Him now. And in that way, maintain the connection. When are we finishing today?
Good morning, Rav. When this corona or some other big blow happens, one response of humanity is kind of agreeing with it, as if it is a remedy.
Connection. That is the only reaction, only response that needs to come from us. Doesn't matter what comes to us. I don't understand exactly what's coming. I also don't care. I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be an expert. An immunologist? No. Nothing. I want to know only one thing, connection. This is the only remedy for what's coming to us.
I'll read again. What should one do in order to come to love the Creator? For this purpose we are given the remedy of engaging in Torah and Mitzvot. Why? For the light in it reforms him. There is light there which lets him feel the severity of the state of separation. And bit by bit, when a person engages in that, as one aims to acquire the light of Torah, hatred for separation is created in him. He begins to feel the reason that causes him and his soul to be separated and far from the Creator. Meaning he starts recognizing the evil. What evil? That his nature, his character, stands between him and the Creator and doesn't let him connect to the Creator. Thus, one must believe that his guidance is benevolent. But since he is immersed in self-love, it induces disparity of form in him, since there was a correction called in order to bestow, and it is called equivalence of form. Only in this manner can we receive this delight and pleasure. What does it mean in this manner? What manner of equivalence of form? That he cannot, when he cannot receive the good and pleasure the Creator wants to give, this causes him to have the hatred for separation. And then he can discern the great benefit from equivalence of form. And then he begins to yearn for adhesion. What's not clear? Alright, Niv, you will read it for yourself again and we will have questions for now. Tel Aviv.
Rav, a person comes to work with a friend. How does it go from feeling emptiness or the problem is he has in life to the values of connection? How does this transition happen?
From entering the environment, and the environment starts influencing him, the influence of the environment over the person, Jerusalem.
Hello everyone. What is the benefit from equivalence of form that the article speaks of?
The benefit from equivalence of form is that instead of all kinds of beastly qualities that I got from birth, I receive qualities of the Creator and I feel what it means to be like the Creator. That's the benefit from equivalence of form.
We connect with a friend during the lesson. We rise above all the foreign thoughts, disturbances.
We, during the lesson, we want to connect between us in order to come to the Creator or receive the aid from him to connect us, or that we will feel what he wants from us and how can we fulfill his desire. We are clearly always working between us and with Him. This is called a lesson. And not that you're sitting somewhere in Kiev and you are so smart, learning, studying things in Kiev, putting them into your box here. It's all worthless. It's like there's a horse next to you and you're trying to fill the horse with all kinds of things. What do you get from that? Only when we, between us, want to be more and more connected and feel the connection between us. And that's the main thing that we want. This is why it's called, it's not the smart one who learns. We don't learn knowledge or smarts. We learn the connection and how we can feel the connection, the intensity of connection, the manners of connection, what happens there within until we start feeling the Creator that lies in that connection.
I see the friends, my friends over the screens. How we can feel the connection in the ten, as you say?
Stop looking at these windows. What does it matter? Maybe it only gives you a false feeling that you're connected to them. That's it. What's important is to be connected in the heart. And that's what I need to long for the whole lesson.
In this connection, we discover the love for the Creator. Certain fulfillment.
Yes, there you discover everything. There you discover the upper world, the new universe. Literally. You discover the cosmos.
In what way is this cosmos appearing?
The desire to connect with the friends without any kind of boundaries.
And love for the Creator. He writes here about love for the Creator that we have to come to eventually. So in this connection between us, what is love for the Creator?
Love for the Creator is called love for the force of connection that is between us. There's no such thing that you love a force. You love the appearance of the force. Just like you don't love your mother, you love what your mother radiates to you, how she relates to you.
But this force appears in my friends, so I need to see it in the friends now.
What do you mean to see? Well, what is that?
To feel, to discover between us.
Yes, to feel them, yes.
The Creator works in them?
The Creator arranges them for you, to teach you, to bring you to the final correction. And everyone else are acting before you. The whole world is there to serve me, and I am to serve my Maker. Realistically being.
Bonjour Rav. Les perturbations et changements d'état répétitif que nous ressentons.
All the changing states we feel, how do you use them in the best possible way for the ten without it changing the unity or the quality in the ten?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just think about a tighter connection between you and ask the Creator to be a partner, to be at the center of your connection. The connection without the Creator is a group of crooks. The connection with the Creator is a group of righteous. Latin 4.
Shalom, Rav. Cuando la
Hello, Rav.
Persona es consciente de reconocer la separación entre el Creador y uno,
when a person is aware of the separation between him and the Creator,
o la consecuencia de realizar acciones de corrección del deseo,
is it because he agrees with the result of the actions of the will to receive?
No, I see that I'm detached from the Creator, far from the Creator. That is the true state, but it's not that I agree with that state. I want to be closer. I don't want to stay that way.
Спасибо, Раф. Скажите, Раф, вот бывает состояние подъемов и падений, и бывает...
Thank you, Rav. Rav, there are states of ascents and descents, and there are states when I feel the friends and I'm happy to not be to be in connection with them, and sometimes I feel disconnected, and I pray and I make efforts but feel nothing. To what extent is it correct to follow emotions and feelings, or you just need to be happy from praying for the friend?
First, thank the Creator for not forgetting about you and giving you all kinds of states. And next to these states, of course, the Creator gives all the states, but to you especially, next to these states, He also lets you feel where they come from, why they come, for what reason, etc. Meaning you, out of these states, can direct yourself towards some direction. And you have to thank Him for that. And afterwards, you don't know how to relate to the ten. You don't know what to do with them. Say, like Dostov, the guy who just spoke. It's okay. Ask the Creator to teach you. Even though the friends, I know them, they're here. In this world, they're close to me, but I don't know them. I don't know what to do with them. So I'll ask the Creator to give me the feeling and understanding to know how I should relate to them, how I should behave with them. You have to set things up in such a way that it'll be as it is written, that there will not be a foreign God in you, meaning that the Creator will not be for a stranger to you, far from you. So He will be next to you, like your closest friend, someone who's always with you, who loves you, who is holding you by His hand. And if you ask Him, you will always get help from Him. This is how you should feel Him. And then you'll know how to relate to the friends and to everyone, to the whole world. Just feel that you and He are close. And you're asking Him, you're constantly asking Him, or you're crying to Him like a little baby, or you're dragging Him someplace to go with you because you're afraid to go alone. So you have to constantly be with the Creator. Why is it a problem? If you are the sons of the Lord your God.
So, just to make sure that I understand, I'm praying and I'm asking, but I don't feel.
He is doing it to you on purpose, that you will turn to Him without feeling or understanding, without any relation. He wants you to start relating to Him from afar, to ask that you will get the understanding, the relation out of it, a feeling that you'll get closer to him in this way. There's no choice.
What if in the connection the friends are afraid of you? They do not want to connect with you, maybe because of their fragile ego. How do you go about that? Thank you.
You have to change according to what they want. Or even better, invite them over for a meeting. If you're close physically, give them a little meal and talk to them. Tell them, I want to connect with you, to bond with you, heart and soul, and I can't. Maybe I don't understand how to do it. So you will teach me, because I want to. But maybe what I understand about how to get closer to you, you don't understand me, that I want to get closer to you. What should I do so you would love me? Talk to them directly. Directly. What should I do so you would love me? I need your love. I also heard that in general we have to come to love. So what should I do? That's it.
Ay, 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 ay.
I'm very happy that we have many questions. And so let's hear the focus group.
Many times I heard you mention that everything's between us. What is that space called between us?
The space between us, meaning disconnection of the connections that we have to connect. That's it. This is what's between us. I need to take a thread from your heart to my heart and connect them. And likewise, with all the hearts. And from this, we build a network, a net. In this net, we discover that there is a whale there, which is the Creator. The Creator is there in this net of connections between our heart.